What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Our Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A new year, the same me, same city. I said Atlanta, Georgia. A lot else is new. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. If you've been under a rock, the start time of the show is new. Every weeknight, I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Today is the first show of 2024, first edition of the JR Sport Brief Show. And we've had a good time. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you to everybody locked in. I don't care if you're here in Atlanta with me. You could be in the Midwest. You could be in Honolulu. You could be in Hawaii. Hey, shout outs to all the service folks. I always used to get a lot of people serving the country calling me up here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just having fun. I'm just talking about sports. Shout outs to all the Amazon workers, postal workers. People picking up stuff and dropping things off and processing returns. And it's a crazy time of the year. I appreciate you. If nobody else told you that, I do. Because the boxes that come to my house, I got to ship them right the hell back out. It doesn't happen by magic. So thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. If you want to lock into the show, it's real simple. Thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You can lock in on the free. Let me say it again. A free. You can throw as many E's on the end of that as you want to. The free Odyssey app. CBS Sports Radio is available on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Throughout the course of the show, we had a conversation with Emory Hunt from CBS Sports HQ. Knows all things football, high school, college, NFL. He played, he coached, he analyzes, he does it all. And so thank you to Emory Hunt for coming through to talk to us about the national championship game we have this coming Monday night, now that Michigan beat Alabama and Washington beat Texas. Thank you as well to John U. Bacon for joining us, the New York Times bestselling author. Latest book, Let Them Lead. He also authored Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football. And not too many times you can say, hey, what did you do? Well, I'm a New York Times bestselling author. But John came through to give us the lowdown and the insight on Michigan football. He believes that Harbaugh will stick around if he feels loved. It's really that simple. How are they going to show him love? And I guess a lot of it is going to be, hinging on what takes place on Monday night as to how much love they want to show him. And when I think about love, I think about money. That's my own problem. Anyway, besides that, we talked about Lamar Jackson. I told you that this man is on his way to another MVP. A nice thing to actually see with all the crap that he's taken. I guess he's not or has not been quarterbacky enough. We heard and talked about Michael Penix Jr. trying to prove that he can be quarterbacky here for Washington, at least for one more game. Well, I assume he's going to now move on into the NFL. I mean, how many damn years can you get hurt and play in college football? We talked about Russell Wilson and that benching. We talked about the Pop-Tart. We've had a lot of ground to cover here as I've been off the air for, it seems like, almost 2 weeks. Yeah, it's the holidays. We switched the show up. The time is different. There's new music to the beginning of the show. No more mind playing tricks on me. We got a little bit more of a pronounced entrance here at the beginning of the show. And there's going to be some other tweaks and changes as we go throughout the course of time. And a big thank you to Ryan Hickey so far. Hey, Ryan, I didn't break nothing, right? I didn't break nothing yet.
Still an hour to go. So far, so good.
You expecting me to break something?
No, I'm just saying, if you wanted to, there's still, 50 minutes to make some damage here.
So what do I do? Like, you want me to make you hit the dump button? Like, what are we doing here?
You don't got to do anything. I'm just saying, if that was in your brain, you know, day number one here, you wanted to kind of make a loud entrance, you know, clock's ticking to do so. That's all.
Okay. I have never uttered, I've never had to be dumped on the radio at all. Proud of myself. I've said some things, but I've never had to be dumped. So don't ever expect that. Somebody else maybe, but who do you know? I do talk to a lot of people all the time. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're listening to the show for the first time, listen, folks, I'm a man of the people. I'm not somebody who sits on the top of a mountain. I'm not going to yell and scream and shout, maybe every now and then. But I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything. I look at what I see. I try to make a conclusion. I guess somebody thought I was good enough to be on the radio, and so this is what I've been doing for the past, I don't know. Let's see, when did I start on WFAN in New York? 2018? What year are we in? This is 2020. 6 years? Damn, I've been doing national radio for 4 years? Hey, shout-outs to Rick and Reggie. Thank you so much. V103 in Atlanta and 92.9, and shout-outs to Spike and Mark. Yeah, this is... it's good stuff. I like this. I like talking to people, especially about sports. As we continue on with the show, I'm going to pick up the phone lines in a second. 855-212-4CBS. I've mentioned David Tepper, his $300,000 fine for throwing a drink at a fan. We're going to get into that as I sit here in the studio and watch the Boston Celtics play the Oklahoma City Thunder. 57-56, Celtics lead the Thunder. It's pretty nice how great the Thunder are, but we'll talk about that. Hey, we got Manny. Manny is calling from New York. He's calling from Flushing. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
I'm doing well, my brother. Happy New Year. Congratulations on your new time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm the same guy. Nothing changed, right, from what you can tell?
Thank the good Lord. Man, I had a good New Year's Day. I mean... the Knicks beat the Knicks. Got a new man named OG, and they beat the T Wolves. And the Sixers are blowing up the Bulls.
That's it. That's the best thing I can say. I had a good New Year Day.
I'm happy that you had a good New Year. Well, listen, Manny, I hope your great New Year and the OG Anunoby and everything else. I hope it just kind of breathes life into the rest of 2024 for you, okay?
Yes, it's only the least a good thing for the New York Knicks and hopefully for New York sports in general.
Well, we'll see what happens. I know the New York Yankees still want a pitcher. I know the New York Knicks going to have to make another move. I know the New York Mets got a lot to do. At least the Rangers are whooping ass right now. That's good. The Rangers look amazing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be 1994 all over again.
Yeah, if you should only wish. Yeah. I know. It's been a long time for the Rangers. Hey, Manny, thank you for calling from New York. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, yeah. I love that part.
Yeah, of course I'm here. Shout-outs to my main man, Manny, calling up from Flushing. Oh, yeah, by the way, folks, I'm all over the place. I do weeknights here on CBS Sports Radio. I talk to the whole country. And on Saturdays, I chat it up with my brethren in New York City. I do WFAN in New York City on Saturday afternoons. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from coast to coast. We just spoke to Manny from New York. Let's go to San Diego. And let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year, JR. But hey, it's not. I tried to get hold of you earlier when you did. You got the news out and all that stuff. But I want to talk about my San Diego State Aztecs basketball.
Go for it. Okay, already? I mean, what are you going to go to another magical run into the playoff?
No, but we went to the final two, and we beat a team that we had the hardest time with. And nobody can beat them in their own, what they call the kennel. And we just went over there and dumped in on them. And we get no respect for that?
You mean this season? You mean starting the season that just started already? We're already on the, we don't get no respect, nobody appreciates. We're already on that already?
You know me, JR. You know I love that team. And I'm trying to get some national respect. Your recognition for these guys. They're going to go into the tournament's going to be tough, and that's what's going to be hard is when they come to that committee, how many are they going to take out of the Mountain West? I mean, I just don't know. It's early, but
early. Do me a favor. can you hit me back in, I don't know, what month of January? Can you hit me back in like 2 months?
I will always do that, brother.
Thank you, Dave.
It's good hearing your voice. I'm going to listen to the podcast because I got a local show that I listen to in the afternoons out here.
Okay.
You know, Chris and Gwen, they're good guys. And when you get off the air tonight, I'll put the podcast on and listen to what you had to say earlier today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, man. We're live in many forms. Appreciate you, Dave, and Happy New Year to you again, okay?
You too. Hope to see you in San Diego soon.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I like San Diego. Don't get me twisted. I love San Diego. I like it. Food is good. Weather is good. The beach is good. Driving up to Dana Point is good. It's been too long. I've been over that way, and I was actually playing volleyball with a couple of Olympians. Jen Kelsey? Yeah, I think it's Jen. Anyway, Greg is here from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive, you, Happy New Year, my friend. Happy New Year.
To you as well. Happy New Year to you as well. Did you have a great holiday week, weekend, 2 weeks, week? How's everything going for you?
Well, thank you for asking. And just not feeling as well as I should. Just going through a lot of health issues, always.
Oh, well, I wish you nothing but the best, man. Much improvement, yeah. And much love, okay?
Oh, my God. Back at you, my friend.
Do you need me to, like, bribe a doctor? Do you need extra meds? Like, what's going
on? No, it's
okay.
Just getting old and just, I take care of myself, but you can't stop Father Time. But
I understand. Well, if you need some stuff, I know a guy, but go ahead. What's up?
Thank you, my friend. Love you. Agents of Inclusion, hopefully coming on soon. Hopefully you'll get to that.
We'll see, yes.
I think Michigan's going to win. But I got to ask you,
yeah.
Were the Lions screwed with the Dallas Cowboys in every way, shape, or form?
Are we going to talk about linemen reporting and not reporting?
Well, it seems like they did everything, before the game.
So here's the answer is yes, okay? When you have reports of the officiating crew being potentially downgraded, because this wasn't the first instance of not paying attention or not making the correct call, yes, the Lions got screwed, without a shadow of a doubt. What I will also say, separate from that, and I tweeted this out, don't go to Vegas with Dan Campbell. Don't do it. Like, I understand you got screwed, but at what point do you just go, okay, I'm going to try something different? Like, that part is his fault. Did the initial call, and he reported, he didn't report, this guy illegal touch, and he ain't supposed to catch the ball, he didn't talk to the referee, is that part ridiculous and the referee's fault? Yes, and absolutely. But there's going to come a point in time where maybe there is an even bigger moment where Dan Campbell has to go, how many times are they going to make me try this? And how many times am I going to do the same damn thing? And so the answer is yes, they got screwed. And yes, also, he needs to kind of slow down a little bit, maybe kick the ball next time.
Love you, JR. Everybody, go for your dreams. You're the best.
Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan, and Happy New Year to you again. Yeah, like, and I love Dan Campbell. One of the best press conferences openings I've ever heard in my life. He's talking about biting kneecaps and taking out people at the ankles. He is the opposite of Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, I mentioned him earlier in the show. Somebody asked about the Philadelphia Eagles. I said, nah, Nick Sirianni, do you hear the guy talk? Who the hell is he inspiring? I mean, if he's talking like this to me and I ain't playing football and I'm going, man, this guy's kind of weak there. I'm supposed to believe in him and I'm a player. Yeah, I know they went to the Super Bowl. And sure, you can cry during God Bless America. He had a lot of tears flowing, but that's besides the point. Dan Campbell, that's a dude right there. He looks like he's been knocked around, because he has been knocked around playing tight end in the NFL. And after that loss against the Dallas Cowboys, where the referees couldn't figure out who was allowed to catch the ball and who couldn't touch the ball and who reported and who didn't. Yeah, Dan Campbell was upset. And after the game, and I love this, he made it very clear. I don't want to talk about none of this crap. Listen to this. Do you remember?
Yeah, what was the explanation you got on the 2-point?
70 reported.
Did Decker report as well? Yeah, the explanation was 70 reported. I don't want to talk about it. All right. I explain everything pregame to a T. Okay, I did that. 70 reported, 58 didn't, or 68 didn't. We threw it to 68. That was the explanation.
Yeah, referees screwed up. It don't matter if two guys can do it. Why can't you be more clear? I mean, even Troy Aikman after the fact, he's like, what are we doing here? It took us 5 to 10 minutes after the game for everybody to go, what's going on here? And so they got a game against Minnesota next to close out the season. This is a blip on the radar. Let's be clear. Unless Jared Goff is going to be, you know, I don't know, underthrowing dudes or throwing the ball to the wrong person, this is a success. This season has been successful for the Detroit Lions. Is this where the Lions want to end things? Hell no. When you take a look at the NFC, I, like a lot of people, would take a look at the 49ers, and I would select them to come out on top. That's not to say that the Lions can't give you a little bit of a surprise. But Jared Goff, I know he's been in the big dance. I also know that he drew Sean McVay crazy. There's a reason why he shipped him out to the Lions. And damn it, I didn't even think that Jared Goff would be having the type of season that he has had up until this point. But they got a little more to prove here by the time they get to the postseason. So Lions 11-5, that sounds odd and that sounds dirty to say. And even after this result, Dan Campbell, he continued on and he said, look, okay, after everything that we went through, we're going to take this disappointment, we're going to take this experience, put a little bit of dash here, a little dash of that, and we're going to use it to build towards the future. Listen to Dan Campbell.
I'm good. I woke up yesterday. I'm ready, man. I've got controlled fury, and I'm ready to go. I'm absolutely ready to go. I don't go the other way. So, and the team won't either. We're on a mission, and we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves and wallow in everything. We had plays to make. We didn't make them.
Controlled a fury? Hey, Ryan, I have never heard a head coach say that they have or he has controlled fury. Like, this dude, what does he drink? Is he having, like, pre-workout with his coffee? Like, what? Dan Campbell's on another level, ain't he?
Didn't he give his coffee order once? It was like two, like, extra large, no sugar, straight caffeine, double espresso. I think the coffee order matches the energy.
Man, controlled fury. It sounds like a video game character. Controlled fury, Mortal Kombat. Nah, it's nutty. I like him. I like Dan Campbell. And the more Dan Campbell we get, the better. I need to see Dan Campbell have a press conference battle with Bill Belichick because that would absolutely make my day. Yeah, congratulations, Dan Campbell, bringing the Lions out of the toilet to actually be relevant. Now, let's see what they do when they finally get to the postseason. They're going to have to continue to punch their way up. I think more realistically, they get punched in the mouth before they try to build on this season and really, really build towards being a legitimate championship contender. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of controlled fury, it is something that Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper did not have when he threw a drink on a crazed fan. And now he's paid for it, $300,000. I'm going to give you more details on the other side of the break. If you do not like billionaires, you're going to like this next segment. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, before we went to break, I had a caller ask about the Lions and whether or not they got screwed against the Cowboys. And I said, yeah, they got screwed. And then I told you that Dan Campbell, yeah, he shouldn't have made all them Dan gambles to continue to go for it. He should have took the points. And then we heard Dan Campbell after the fact. He pretty much said, I'm over it. Not directly after the game. The next day, he's like, I'm over it. There's nothing else to say. Like, I'm all about utilizing controlled fury. Controlled fury. I don't know. Maybe Dan Campbell is an X-Man. When I think about controlled fury, I think about a guy who shoots laser beams out of his eyes. I think about a guy who takes a deck of cards and flings them into the air and they explode. That's Gambit for my X-Men fans out there. That, to me, is controlled fury. You can bottle up energy and utilize it in a positive way or a destructive way. I think that's what Dan Campbell is referring to. And unfortunately, this past Sunday, you probably saw this go viral. There's an NFL owner who doesn't know how to control his fury. There is an NFL owner who decided to, I don't know, throw a drink. I don't know if it's a drink with an I. I don't know if it's a drink with an A. Whatever it is, it's liquid. It came out of a cup. It's David Tepper of the Carolina Panthers. And of course, if you're David Tepper of the Carolina Panthers, you got a lot to be upset about. You got a lot to be miserable about. The Carolina Panthers are 2-14. The Chicago Bears own their first round pick. They got Bryce Young. People are looking at C.J. Stroud going, oh, maybe Carolina missed the boat. And David Tepper, as his team was getting smacked around by the Jacksonville Jaguars, I can't even say smacked around by the Jaguars, they were blanked by the Jags. 26-0. David Tepper, I guess you could say he was being harassed by a fan in his box. You know, a fan sits right in front of the box. He looks back and he's saying whatever to David Tepper. And David Tepper did what a lot of people would do outside in the street. David Tepper decided to throw a drink at the guy. And that went viral. And then we heard about the NFL investigating and what is the punishment going to be for David Tepper. And let's keep this in mind. The ultimate punishment for David Tepper is the fact that David Tepper owns the Carolina Panthers. And not that there's anything wrong with the Panthers. A lot of their issues have to deal with both he and the guy who owned the team before him. Let's remember this, and he's no longer alive with us, but Jerry Richardson, the man got the boot from the Carolina Panthers because of sexual harassment issues. The man was fined $20 plus million for just a terrible workplace. And that's why David Tepper was able to buy the team back in 2018 for $2.3 billion. Okay, so one guy who ran a disaster of a franchise, even though they went to a Super Bowl back in 2015, but if you think about the people who worked there, he goes, David Tepper comes in, and then he's just ridiculous. Hedge fund guy, Wall Street dude, he's worth $20 billion. He deserves all of this. This guy said, I'm going to give Matt Rhule a 7-year deal and pay him $62 million. Well, it took all of what, 2 years, if that? And Matt Rhule is back in college. That's why they brought him in here. He knows how to fix a program. He knows how to build things up. Well, what did he do? You get advice from Urban Meyer that the two of them, you know, buddy around and powwow as to how they can make it in the NFL. It did not work out. And so David Tepper, after all of his disastrous decisions, I guess starting off with hiring Matt Rhule, maybe being stuck with Bryce Young, firing Frank Reich this season, he's so frustrated that his team sucks. He's throwing stuff, throwing liquid at a fan. And his punishment? Only $300,000. You heard that correctly. He has only been fined $300,000. He is worth $20 billion. That man has $300,000 under his mattress. He has it in his back pocket. I'm sure he has some of it in a garage. Pick one of his garages. He has $300,000 liquid cash somewhere that he cannot even remember. And this is his punishment for throwing a drink on a fan who, I guess, wanted to tell him how much his team sucks. And David Tepper, basically, he put out his own statement saying, oh, yeah, I screwed up. I need to have better judgment. I should have let security handle this. Oh, yeah, I guess he don't care. When all the hell that you got fined was $300,000. And it's tough for me to say only $300K, because if I got fined $300K, I'd be living under a bridge right now. It's not a punishment. But should we be surprised? When you think about some of the largest punishments or how things kind of roll in NFL, when you think about owners getting punished, if you want to call it a punishment. I told you about Jerry Richardson. NFL fined him, $3 million to go away because of workplace misconduct. If I got to think about one of the worst NFL owners of all time, and I'm glad he finally got the boot last year. See, I said last year because this is 2024. You know, Daniel Snyder. They fined him about $60 million on the way out the door, and he sold the Commanders for $60 billion. Is there such thing as punishing a billionaire? I think the answer is no. And if I got to think about what's been in line for punishments of David Tepper did, okay, he threw a $300,000 fine. Bud Adams used to own the Tennessee Titans. He's no longer alive here either, okay? In 2009, he was fined $250,000 for flipping off some Buffalo Bills fans. So isn't that in line, right? $250,000, $300,000. I can throw you the bird or I can throw a drink on you. It's only going to cost me about a quarter mil. That's it. I just got to be real. There's no punishing these billionaires. You have that much money. Come on, look at Daniel Snyder. For as much of a jerk and a piece of you-know-what that this guy's been, what the hell was his punishment? $6 billion to leave? His pride and his ego is hurt? I think he'll get over it soon, right? Damn. Hey, Ryan Hickey, I got to pose this to you. Is there such thing as punishing somebody with that much money?
I guess taking away the team? Outside of that, no. Not at all.
There's nothing. Okay, Jerry Richardson, he got pushed out. He's like, all right, I got to sell the team. I mean, we can go towards the Clippers, and we remember one of Adam Silver's kind of first stands that he had as commissioner of the NBA was giving Donald Sterling the boot and telling him, hey, man, you got to go, as he was making all of these racist, ridiculous comments that were coming to light. Even he made money on the sale, and he got banned from the NBA. Well, he's going to take one breath soon, and it'll be over one day, and he got all this money to leave. It's tough. I know there are people who are up in arms. Well, you should punish David Tepper some more. You got to punish David Tepper some more. And, like, that ain't doing nothing. I mean, even Mike Florio, we know he covers the NFL, NBC, TV, Pro Football Talk. Before the judgment came down, before the punishment and the amount of $300,000 came down the pipe, this is what Mike Florio had to say about a potential punishment. You tell me if he was wrong or right or anywhere in the range.
So what's the NFL going to do? I pointed out earlier today that the league in 2009 fined the late Bud Adams $250,000 for the double-barreled, I'm tempted to do it, the double-barreled middle finger. And that's not, that's, you didn't throw water on anybody. He's just giving a middle finger. So what? Everybody gives a middle finger. $250,000. Well, if that's the standard they're holding these owners to, that's the starting point. That's the floor. If middle fingers is $250 for an owner, throwing your drink on the paying customers is what? $2.5 million? Maybe more?
No, you're way off. You can't multiply it and get mil. No, you're $50,000 off. It's only $50,000 more of a punishment. And so I guess you got to physically assault somebody. Maybe you slap them in the face. Maybe that'll be a mil. I don't know. Maybe that'll be a half. I'm waiting for the, Hickey, I got to watch my jokes here at nighttime, right? At this time, right? I can't do the same jokes that I do at night.
Maybe a little cleaner.
Yeah, a little cleaner.
Just a little.
Yeah, I'll provide some detail. I was going to say an owner would have to get physical with a fan and then be fined. And I was moving towards a Robert Kraft massage joke, but that would be inappropriate, right? Can't do that, right?
I think it's within taste.
Yeah, people get what I'm saying. All of these dudes, come on, Robert Kraft, impermissible evidence, going to the massage parlor. I rest my case. And on that one, I'm going to exit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. No, there is no way in hell that you can punish a billionaire. It does not work. It does not happen that way. If you got an idea to punish this dude, then you let me know. It ain't taking away the team. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, speaking of a punishment, I told you briefly about the NFL referees who have been punished. Well, the NFL looks like it's trying to provide some clarity to the rest of the league as to who reports, who doesn't report. The offensive lineman does this and doesn't do that. And maybe Dan Campbell can utilize some of that controlled fury, I think he said. And maybe utilize it for better purposes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio as we get ready to wrap things up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody outside with that Uber side hustle. Uber, DoorDash. I don't know, you delivering pizzas. I ain't going to start naming the pizza places. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, deliver a pizza to me on a Peachtree. Hey, Ryan, how else can people get food now? You can, that's it, really. Uber, DoorDash.
Seamless.
Grubhub. How the hell are they so, how come one company didn't eat all of them up yet? What's going on here?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Like, how can we have so many food delivery things? I don't know. It's ridiculous. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. With this new time, I got to figure, well, I know where I can go eat. I ain't going to Magic City, though. I'm not getting in my car. I'm not driving. I don't want to see no young ladies taking their clothes off. But the food is good at Magic City. I got to find something where I can just get food now. You know, typically, I know what the hell I can eat at, I don't know, 2 a.m. when I typically got off Eastern time. Now I gotta find something else to eat. I got food at home, but eat the same thing 2 days. I'm like, it's time for something new. And so, hey, first of all, Ryan, it's been fun hanging out today. I didn't break nothing. You ain't break nothing. This was to be expected. No, what do you say?
I agree. I think it was a very good first show. Like I said, we left everything the way we found it so far, and we didn't get fired or kicked off.
Yeah, that's more so me and less you. You do a good job. Me, I gotta be careful every now and then. But it's been fun. And as we continue on with the show here, yes, new time. The JR Sport Brief Show starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. There's going to be some additional wrinkles over time that you will notice. But one thing that is not going anywhere is the top six list. The top six list will be back with us in the new year, starting off here in 2024. It's what I do every single Wednesday night. And I do that now starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. 5 p.m. Pacific. So the top six list isn't going anywhere. And if you're not familiar with the top six list, what the hell is it? It's something that I've been doing on YouTube, and I started my channel back. Why not five? Why not 10? Everybody does 10. Everybody does five. And so I always try to find something cool to give you a countdown on. And so tomorrow will be no different. The first top six list for 2024, the first top six list in its new time slot, and we will share that with you tomorrow. And as Ryan just said, it has been a cool show. We had Emery Hunt come on and join us from CBS Sports HQ. We had John U. Bacon, New York Times bestselling author, come through. This man knows everything about Michigan, knows the ins and outs, has interviewed everybody at Michigan as they get ready to playing that national championship game on Monday night against Washington down in Houston, Texas. We talked about Lamar Jackson, MVP, as far as I'm concerned. We talked about Russell Wilson being cooked. Right before we went to break, we talked about David Tepper. Can't cook a billionaire. Cannot get a billionaire to hell up on out of there. And then we also talked about this dude. And this is kind of the last bit of information I want to share with you before we roll out tonight. And it's the NFL. I told you they're cutthroat and dirty, right? We saw how the Denver Broncos went out there and did Russell Wilson. They basically told him, nah, we ain't playing you because if you get hurt, we do not want to pay you. And then we talked about David Tepper only being fined $300,000 for throwing a drink on a fan. He's worth $20 billion. Yeah, let's do some math again. He's worth $20 billion, and he was fined $300K. You know, I'm not a mathematician. I don't need to do it. Do math. That's like fining me a penny. I don't know if I have a penny in, well, I think I have a penny in my house somewhere, but that ain't nothing. And so the NFL is dirty. And how about this news that came down the pipe? We were asked about Dan Campbell and whether or not the Lions got screwed against the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, whether the referee didn't pay attention to the offensive lineman who went out there to report and what have you. And this is where the NFL rules get completely ridiculous. The NFL shared a video today out to all of its teams that players are responsible to letting referees know that they are eligible receivers. And so it can't be, oh, the referee might actually be downgraded. His entire crew might be downgraded for not paying attention, but the onus ultimately falls on the players. And so, I mean, we talked about this. Dan Campbell, hey, Ryan, what did he say? Was it controlled fury? What did he say? A matter of fact, let's listen to what Dan Campbell had to say. A couple of days after the fact, he didn't feel screwed anymore. He felt like he bottled up his energy. Let's listen to this.
I'm good. I woke up yesterday. I'm ready, man. I've got controlled fury, and I'm ready to go. I'm absolutely ready to go. I don't go the other way. So, and the team won't either. We're on a mission, and we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves and wallow in everything. We had plays to make. We didn't make them.
Oh, so, okay. A little bit different of an attitude there. Maybe the player needs to, you know, utilize some of that fury towards the ref. Like, if you touch a ref, if you get too close to a ref, you'll get tossed out of the game. And no, I'm not an advocate for violence, but what are you supposed to do? Do you physically have to go and tap the ref on the shoulder? Do you got to grab him by both shoulders and shake him up real good? I mean, what are we doing here? It's the referee's fault. I've never heard an instance of this in my life. And the NFL has so many ridiculous rules. Sometimes I watch a game and I'm like, are they making this up? The NFL, think about this. And yeah, everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now, most are probably sports fans. You listen to a sports radio show. They have a guy that's a part of the television crew that is a former official who needs to come on and explain the rules to the people watching at home. How many rules do you have that you need a guy, you're paying a guy, to explain rules that feel like they change every damn week? And now we got the stupid NBA that has also followed suit. We got to go check the replay and not check this and check that. And it has nothing to do with the guy reporting. I mean, I watched this game live. The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lakers, that was a great game over the weekend. Even LeBron James feels like he got screwed. I mean, LeBron James, to me, it looked like his foot started off behind the line. And it looked like his foot hit the line. Looked like he took off from the line. But LeBron doesn't think so. LeBron James thinks that he hit a three on Saturday night on his birthday. God bless him. Now he's, what, 39 years old? Still playing out of his mind? LeBron James was making fun of the refs. He was saying that they were out there having a ham sandwich. This is LeBron James, pretty ticked off from the other night about the replay. Listen to this.
I mean, it's obvious a three. My foot is behind the line. I mean, you can see the space between my front of my foot and the three-point line. You can literally clearly see a white. The wood on the floor is a space in between my front of my foot and the three-point line. So, you know. Stevie Wonder can see that, champ. I mean, it's super frustrating in the sense of what the hell we got replay for. What do we have replay for if even a replay gets it wrong?
Damn. LeBron James put in every, he had every joke in there. They're not jokes, but he had every reference to the referees being blonde as possible. Put in a Stevie Wonder reference. I've heard that a million times over the past entire lifetime. He talked about the referees in the review center or the review guys eating ham sandwiches. I mean, goodness gracious. He talked about Secaucus, New Jersey, like it was some faraway land. It might be. It is, really. Not really. It is. Look, folks, referees suck. My apologies to the referees out there. I'm sure you do a great job at the high school, the college, the professional level. Wherever you referee, you're great. Let me not say they suck. That's a little harsh. Referees are human. They're going to make mistakes. There's nobody perfect. I'm not perfect. Hey, Ryan, are you perfect? Are you? Maybe?
No. Almost, though.
Yeah, Ryan's almost perfect. I know, hey, super producer, the other super producer, David Shepard, he's coming up next. I don't know, is Ryan, is he perfect?
A lot closer than to that than I am.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Shout outs to Dave. Anyway, nobody's perfect. Not even the referees. If Dan Campbell can get over a mistake, you can get over a mistake too. Good on him. The referees are human and make mistakes. Everybody will be okay. Next time, knock down your three from behind the line, LeBron. That was an amazing shot, by the way, but that was a two. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And in a few seconds, I got to shut up and leave. My apologies. I'll be back with you tomorrow. The new time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey for an amazing show. If you want to find me online, I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. A new top six list for you tomorrow. Oh, it's good to be back. I'm not rusty at all. And trust me, I'm a human. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler up next. Thank you, Ryan.